Testimony Hub. Inspire.
Because you know the reason why a lot of us are not even ready for the big things that are about to happen to us, because our mentality in itself cannot welcome congratulations. You've been through so much that you cannot welcome. Let me share my personal mentality, useless mentality experience with you people. Sometime in my life, I discovered that God decided to grant me a few exposures here and there. People of God, do you know that other people, I say this all the time, other people will, and some people here are witnesses to what I'm saying, because I was in such meetings with them. So you know how it is, I cannot eat in the public. I was that shy. As in, I can't eat, you can't, I don't know why I don't like people seeing my mouth. I'm a good eater. Like, I eat with a courteousness, okay? With courtesy. I eat well. But for some reason, you know how it is? People will line up and they are going for buffet. And then there's buffet. Everybody lines up and they're going. When they say, "It's buffet time," I say, "Don't worry." When they finish, you came for a seminar. When they finish, oh yes, it was that bad. And when everybody finishes, I will now come. And then when anything that is left is okay for me, I'm not ready for. So you'll be seeing chicken that even if you offer it the devil, the devil himself will bind you. Those are the kind of things. So you'll be seeing things that are, but when I get there, I will pick all those rejects of every, I'll just pick. And then I will be happy that I am the only one eating. If they become five again and enter that restaurant, maybe they want to have meeting, I will leave that in again for them and then walk out. Poverty is an idiot. And I'm not telling you anything that is too, well, many years ago. Yeah, pretty much many years ago. I mean, this is really like over 20 years, isn't it? I've not married you that time. And this is it. But this was experience giving me mentality. You know, because sometimes you just look at yourself and then talk. I mean, but I didn't realize that God was taking me, you know, somewhere. And these are people of God. Don't let experiences. Listen, you don't have money now, but you have. I don't know whether you're getting what I'm saying. Don't let anybody succeed in making you have low self-esteem. When others are learning something, follow them and learn, because you're going. Shebi, I've told you people, okay, not here. I used to tell that story a while back, how I went to this thing, administration. I went to Asaba for administration many years ago. And then when I got there, so a woman was so thrilled, was so happy. And I was like, "Oh, Pastor Jerry, I'll be picking you up in the evening. We're just going to be having, you know, whatever." And it was a Chinese, you know, and then we're supposed to be eating with chopstick. When we got there, they set the food. Me lay my fork on there, on oil. Lay my spoon on or dear or no, and all. And how they believe, you know, and now my fire has melted my English. You know, then maybe I spoke too much English that they just felt like, man, this guy has traveled everywhere. And then when we sat down there, and then by the time you go, everybody sat on the table. Grrr, they just did the thing, and the way they just be putting it in their mouth. Nobody, it wasn't here. I said, I can't. David says, I have not worn this type of clothes before. I took over the storytelling. I had to occupy my mouth so that they will not ask me why, you know. So I took over the story. I was telling why they were eating, rolling the thing, and all of that. The more I looked to learn, the more it was difficult. I was looking and as I was telling the story, wishing that I will know what exactly are they doing. I just said to myself, let's not do this. I said, please, can I get a fork? I don't know how to use these things that you people are using. Listen, as you people are saying simple, there are places where you go to. Where I'm seeing most of us end up in. There are places where you go to, and then they will present to you four types of fork. Agala mi genoa. That one that Prof. Segesi and I went to, that restaurant we went to in London, and then we went to that restaurant. They kept how many knives for us? I raised up one. I said, Prof, because you are getting me. That is not you just for food. They will just line up the different folk. Because I really don't care. And then you see that you see different knives, you see different forks and all of, so you have to use the right one. Don't let poverty stop you. I don't know whether you're getting what I'm saying. Listen, where we are going to, we will tell them we were prepared for such a time as this. God is going to raise you. But guess what? Daniel and the rest, when for them to stand in front of the king, away from, away from the fact that they were given some kind of food, they had to be trained to look like men of the palace. You are laughing too loud. Your mouth opens too wide when you laugh. Where you're going to, they don't laugh like that. So that you don't embarrass your helper. As they are saying to you, dot your I's and cross your T's. You have no idea that some helpers can be very meticulous to the letter. Some people you're relating with can look into every. My friends, 50th, Toyeko, and then the table that I was on. Even Pastor Godman agreed that this particular table, only God knows what is going on here. Every kind of thing they placed and all that. And the people who knew what they were placing there knew how to open it and all that. So I was sitting with him. I said, Hafa. I said, no. I said, we must eat here. How? At some point, he had to stand up and went and met one person he knows, a church member. I said, give us food. Don't give us these things that you are scattering around the table. Yes, because those things were food, but they were packaged differently. And they were, you know how it is, you carry food, looking for how to open food. How do you embarrass two grown men like that and keeping them? Guess what? We didn't even learn how they did that thing. All we did was that we succeeded in eating food and we came out of there. It's not good. Don't let your, we are saying this and we don't understand. Don't let your experiences. Some of us have been comfortable in who we are and who we used to be. That who we should be has no space anymore in our lives. The Holy Spirit says, I'm done. Can you stand on your feet? Lay those two hands on your head and just say, Lord, help me. Help me, Lord. Help me. Help me, Lord. Shanda baraboroko sota la basharaha. Le barada kosukata inda la barababa shota liyada. Karada bosokoto shibara inda la barababa korosi yadaha. Shibara inda kosatila barabo shaki darabaha. Handara koto sibala inda la barababa shota la. Karata kosokoto shibarande kasa. Le porodo kosokoto bashadi la barababa. Karadi bosokoto shibala inda la baha. Would you just receive mercy, Lord, peradventure, kiranda kosaha, that I've wasted destiny while years are still ahead of me. Shokadaraba ayanabo sokota Lord Rikarabasa Halika, my years will become empty
If destiny has been wasted, even when the years are young, your years are young, but destiny has been buried. It will look like a man is not moving forward, but you don't understand, it's no longer your fault. Destiny has been wasted, but years are still moving. But I know a God who can make all things new. Who can make all things new? Shikarabasa. Was it carelessness that wasted destiny? Was it lack of zeal, lack of zest, lack of direction that wasted destiny? Shikontokisia. Hibarantokishalaya. Hesubarabaka. Azandole Keshaha. Ayaya. Above all, let this be one thing that will resonate strongly in your heart. Shikarabalaha. Lord, I don't want to bask in the euphoria of a new garment, in the euphoria of a ring on my finger, in the euphoria of a shoe on my feet. I am more bothered about tomorrow. I'm more bothered about tomorrow. Shikarabalekezeha, erando kosaha, shadikazaha, erende kosataha, ayanaba. What is left? Is it just my brother's honor? What is left? Is it just my brother's honor? Hikarabashada. Receive mercy, hikarabasa. For any way, however, destiny has been wasted. Kitoshia, hipataka, likarandosi, ishabarakaraya, aradakarabasa, herande koshaba, lati barabarabasa, hesokotoshi, herabalakada, azibala kotoshia, henteyana kusayaraya.
Shurabali barabosata. Kirado sakada. In the name of Jesus.